This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To actually go straight to your calls, but then coming up, Mark will be regaling us with the story of how it was that he helped a horse who had fallen into a pool today.
That's correct.
In New Hampshire, where it is about 20 degrees outside, I think, and that might be giving it a little bit more than it actually is. It's cold out.
Yeah, ice was involved.
Yeah, so we'll, you're going to give us that story, but first we got John on the line in Nevada. He's on Skype. Go ahead, John.
Hi, guys. I'm calling about some really big developments this week in the Bundy case.
Okay.
The Bundy standoff trial. What has come to light is a letter from the former chief investigator for the BLM in the Bundy standoff. And he
That's Bureau of Land Management.
And, Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah,
and that is... That is the government arm which was responsible for the standoff with the Bundys. It was a standoff between the Bundys and the BLM.
Right. This was back in, what, 2014 or something?
That's correct.
Okay.
So this letter alleges serious misconduct on the part of the BLM and on the part of the prosecution. The guy who wrote this letter, Larry Wooten, a special agent for the BLM, who was in charge of the investigation, just before the trial, the first trial earlier this year, he reminded the prosecutor of a number of things he thought had not been divulged to the defense in discovery, and he was immediately taken off the case at the request of the prosecutor, and he was told that he could not discuss anything about the case except with his superior at the BLM.
Sounds like prosecutorial misconduct, all right?
Right. So this is a letter that has just come out. It's been leaked by someone, a letter that he wrote to the Department of Justice in which he lays out the misconduct, and it's pretty damning, and since some of the misconduct is directly against the prosecutor, who he says didn't release things like Dave Bundy's iPad, which apparently had exculpatory evidence on it from when Dave Bundy was, I think, from when Dave Bundy was attacked by the BLM, and they didn't release that to him, nor did they tell him there might be exculpatory evidence on it. There's quite a number of charges like this. Supposedly there was extreme bias in the office where they had many degrading pictures of the Bundys up around the office, including pictures of Cliven and Ryan Bundy in compromising positions, but also with their faces
compromising
crossed
positions.
Out.
Oh, like they photoshopped it?
Yeah, they photoshopped it.
Wow.
Now this is the Now in this environment, many of these people in this office are going to be, and have been by now, witnesses in the trial. So they're soaking in an atmosphere of complete contempt for the Bundys.
Wow.
But they're coming forth as unbiased witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's also alleged that Daniel P. Love, who was the chief law enforcement officer for the BLM and completely running the standoff, it's being said that he had a kill list on his desk.
Whoa, that sounds bad.
Yeah, he had a kill list on his desk, and he also bragged of causing other suspects in similar cases to commit suicide with the way from the way his department went after them.
That is sick. Now, this is what the former bureaucrat who worked there is alleging.
This is what he is alleging. Now, in the meantime, Daniel P. Love has been drummed out of the BLM for total corruption, for lying, for intimidating witnesses. This has been kept out of the Bundy trial so far.
I was going to say, none of this is going to make it into in front of the jury, right? Like, this is all amazing, outrageous information, but I suspect it's going to be kept secret from the jury.
Well, they've been kept from calling Daniel P. Love so far because the judge has been saying, well, his misconduct, we don't know of any misconduct he had that's related to this case. Well, this guy's giving tons of misconduct by Daniel P. Love that's totally related to this case. So that would seem to make it possible to bring Daniel P. Love in. Now, I think the trial can't continue at this point. You can't have a trial where you bring in a witness who's going to testify against the prosecutor.
Right.
And you can't, I don't think a judge can allow that. So, I think the case will this week be thrown out.
Wow, that's an interesting prediction.
Now, this Bundy situation has had so many trials up to this point. Have these guys been found not guilty for some of these?
Yes.
These situations, and this is a retrial that is now being thrown out.
Well, Ryan and Ammon Bundy were tried and exonerated in Oregon for the related events in the Malheur occupation. This
right,
is the
right.
first time they've been on trial for the Bundy standoff, these particular guys. There was another earlier trial or set of trials with other defendants in the Bundy standoff. But this is the main trial where they're going after the people, who were most responsible for what happened at the Bundy Ranch. Oh, there's another thing released here. When I went to the first trial, the defendants were trying to testify that there were snipers pointing guns at them in the hill. The judge as much as testified to the jury that there were no snipers. She told them straight out there were no snipers. I couldn't believe some of the things I saw there, like a judge testifying to a jury. But Wooten in his letter says there were indeed snipers at the wash, at the standoff. But more than that, there were snipers covering the Bundy's house a week or two before the Bundy standoff.
Wow.
That there was all sorts of surveillance of the Bundy home that was never disclosed to the defendants. This is a nightmare, and the defense has a perfect right to call this guy, and now they have a perfect reason to call Daniel P. Love. So
fascinating.
I don't see any way this trial goes on. I think the judge is going to throw it out, and the sense is that she may throw it out with extreme prejudice.
She's going to be in a situation here where she's lied to the jury. Interestingly, so that is going to cause
but not under oath.
Well, she's a judge. Anything this is just all so
it could just be considered an error for a judge.
Well, I think she would say she was just repeating what the prosecution had represented, which she had every reason to believe. I think as of now, the judge is, while she has totally been on the side of the prosecution, I don't think she's in any danger or her career's in any danger, but I think it would be if she goes forward with this trial. I think she could even get herself in trouble.
John, thanks for calling in with that update on the case. You've been really great at continuing to keep our listeners in the loop because I wouldn't otherwise see this stuff, so I appreciate it. Anything else you want to share?
A foreign correspondent in the West.
I'm hoping to – I may go visit this week to see if my prediction comes true, and if it does, I'll certainly call you from there.
Where's the trial happening?
It's in Las Vegas.
Vegas. Okay. Very good. Let us know.
Okay.
Thanks, John, from Nevada there on Skype. You can join us here as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, going back to that Bundy Ranch standoff over the Bureau of Land Management and essentially a cattle grazing rights issue that had bubbled into an armed standoff back in 2014. For listeners that may not have recollected what that was.
Yeah, and I think it's very, very interesting that these trials have all been basically exonerations or at least hung juries, because the way the media showed that story, those people were guilty, 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 guilty. But
not everybody buys what the media is
telling. A jury of your peers in a country where people are generally found guilty at trial have decided, no, that's not the case.
Plus, now speaking of the media, looks like Disney's going to be gobbling up the Fox Corporation. We'll tell you about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live, plus the horse falling in the pool.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. Dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Also, if you want to get into Bitcoin, then you really ought to go check out Bitcoin.com. Great place to learn the basics about the world's first and most successful cryptocurrency. In fact, it is so successful, it is now choking on its own success because the network is full of transactions and the fees are dramatically sky high. But luckily, there's more than one Bitcoin now, and I believe they will inform you about that at Bitcoin.com. I really ought to go and refresh on to see how they've changed the site. I haven't been through kind of like their newbie introduction thing in quite a while, since Bitcoin Cash was released to the world back in August. So I'm curious to see how they're kind of educating folks on what the difference is between Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash are. Bitcoin Core being the very expensive Bitcoin, the one that was pushing close to $20,000 per Bitcoin today.
That's really close.
Yeah. Wow. Like, it was at 19,800 something, according to BitcoinAverage.com. And then there's Bitcoin Cash, which is a cheaper, like maybe about a tenth of the price, and their fees are much, much lower on Bitcoin Cash. So that you can learn more about Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get into mining, either one of those two, then Bitcoin.com also has a mining pool that you can go and join over at pool.freetalklive.com.
I have a Bitcoin-related question.
Yes.
What is the best way to turn Bitcoin into dollars if you're living in a...
You mean Bitcoin Core, BTC?
Yes.
Okay. If you're living in a what?
Well, if you're living in Asheville or a city of the approximate size, 70,000.
So, now, are we talking about on the books? Easiest way would include all different options, right? Not just anonymous?
Yes, all different options.
Okay. So the easiest way, as much as I hate to say it, it's probably maybe Coinbase, although BitPay, I think, is making a strong play to be easier, because BitPay, they have the BitPay card. They've got the BitPay debit card, which you can load with Bitcoin, but it's actually not, it doesn't hold Bitcoin. So what happens is you sign up for this debit card. I think you have to pay like 10 or 15 bucks to actually get the card itself. I don't believe there's a monthly fee unless you don't use the card. So if there's no activity, then they hit you with like a $5 per month fee. But as long as you're using the card, you don't get hit with a fee, I believe. So BitPay's card will allow you to send Bitcoin, and then at the time that you send the Bitcoin to the card, it converts that right then into dollars and puts that on the card. Now, Coinbase also has the Shift card.
So you could take the card to an ATM?
I guess you can do that with debit cards. I imagine there's a fee to go to an ATM, but uh-huh. Perhaps. I don't think I've tested that aspect of the card. It is definitely a Visa-logoed card, so you can take that card to any old place that accepts Visa, which is pretty much any old place, and spend your what are then dollars. So the BitPay card doesn't hold Bitcoin, it holds dollars. The difference between that one and Coinbase's card, which is called the Shift card, is that the Shift card actually holds your balance in Bitcoin, which is pretty awesome. So from that aspect, I'd say maybe Coinbase probably has the edge on BitPay as far as getting from Bitcoin Core BTC.
Does it have to do a blockchain transaction when you use it?
I think it just comes straight out of your Coinbase account. So it's all like on their side chain or whatever, on their own system. So no, would be my guess. There is no blockchain transaction because you're just spending from U.S. dollars. The only transaction is when you send Bitcoin to load the card with the dollars.
Okay.
And BitPay, as we mentioned on the air recently, they just announced they're finally expanding operations to include other cryptocurrencies, and they're going to start with Bitcoin Cash. And the first place they're going to implement Bitcoin Cash is with the debit card. So coming up in either late this year or early 2018, they're going to make it so that you can load that debit card with either Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash, which means that if you have Bitcoin Cash and you want to convert that into U.S. dollars, you'll easily be able to do that for, I think, the first time ever. Because I don't know of any other debit card based thing that allows the use of Bitcoin Cash. So that's going to be a first. And that means that to me is a really big deal, because if you think about it right now, you know, we've advocated things like Dash, for instance, on Free Talk Live, these alternatives to Bitcoin that are competing with Bitcoin. One of the questions you always get from a newbie is, well, how do I turn this into cash? How do I turn this thing, this digital currency that obviously is valuable? I mean, they see the prices going up. They know there's something there. But how do I turn it into cash? And the answer previously has been, well, first you have to convert it into Bitcoin, unless you can find some local person who just wants to buy your Dash. First, you have to convert it into Bitcoin. Then you can send that to Coinbase or BitPay or the debit cards and all that. And in order to convert into Bitcoin, what does the person have to do? Pay a ridiculous
fee. That's true, right, the transfer.
They have to pay a Bitcoin transaction fee, which is going to be usually at least $15 these days in order to do that. So if you've got $20 worth of Dash and you want to turn that into Bitcoin so you can sell it and get cash out, you're screwed. But now when BitPay implements the Bitcoin Cash change, you won't have to convert into Bitcoin anymore. You can just take your Ether, Dash, Monero, whatever thing, you know, one of these altcoins that you have, convert it into Bitcoin Cash, which would not have the ridiculous fee.
It's got a tenth of a cent fees.
Right. So, you know, nothing fee, basically, near to zero. And then you can take the Bitcoin Cash and load it onto that debit card. So it's going to be an easier way for people to get out of cryptocurrency. Not that that's what we want people to do, obviously. Having more people stay in cryptocurrency is good, but sometimes people want to cash out, and they want to get out, and they want to, you know, take profits or whatever.
Is that credit card from a U.S. bank?
It must be. I don't know for sure, but there's no penalty to U.S. purchases, if that's what would be an indicator, right? Because if it was a foreign bank, you'd probably see foreign currency conversion fees in that case. You know, if you were spending if it was a foreign issued card, but you're spending it in a different country, there's probably going to be some fees.
Yeah.
And the BitPay card does not have those fees that I've seen in the United States. So there's no fee that they tack onto each sale. The fee happens at the time of the conversion. So they give you a certain rate of what the Bitcoin is worth at the time that you send it to the card.
Mm-hmm.
And that rate, I believe, takes a fee. There's a fee in there somewhere. I don't know if it's 1% or what it is, but that's where they build their fee in,
okay,
as I understand it. So very exciting about what's happening to BitPay, because it also means that probably their point-of-sale systems will get updated. All the websites that they do business with, like Newegg, for instance, and these other ones, they will automatically start accepting Bitcoin Cash. So if we see Coinbase do a full rollout on Bitcoin Cash next year, I mean, Bitcoin Core is going to have a tough, tough time. It's already heating up for Bitcoin Core out there with competition with Bitcoin Cash, because now they got blockchain.info, one of the world's largest Bitcoin wallet providers. It's been around forever. They just rolled out full Bitcoin Cash support, so now it's Bitcoin Core, Ether, and Bitcoin Cash on blockchain.info. Over at BitPay, they're just this weekend, they announced they're rolling out Bitcoin Cash early 2018 across their whole platform. And then Coinbase has said months ago that they're going to add Bitcoin Cash, but we don't know to what extent. Is it going to be a full implementation where you'll be able to cash out to a bank account? If so, that would be very useful.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. We've been talking a little bit about cryptocurrency, and you should know about Dash. It is a better financial system for everyone. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why as we go to your calls and thoughts. Brandon is in Phoenix, Arizona, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Brandon. Brandon in Phoenix, going once. Do we have Brandon in Phoenix going twice? We'll put Brandon back on hold. Maybe there's some technical issues back or on his end, perhaps. Let's try, meanwhile, David in San Francisco. Do we have David there?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, David.
It's working just fine.
That's hilarious.
That's cute.
Hey, well, you know, I heard yesterday, toward the end of the show, you got into
energy, solar energy, and the, you know, the economics of alternative energy.
Right.
And I was trying to call in, but it was just too busy, and the show ran out.
Yeah.
So I was. It sounded like you were kind of stuck on the idea of whether or not a city could mandate solar panels on building new homes. And
no, we didn't get stuck on that. We're against any kind of mandates. Of course, cities can mandate anything they want. They've got men with guns who will enforce their will on innocent, peaceful people. That's how cities work. So, of course,
right,
they can do that, but they shouldn't.
Yeah, that's why I say you're stuck on it. Because if you, the earlier caller that was talking about, there's a town in Southern California out in the desert called Lancaster. And they've got a Republican mayor down there, and he's the one that is very into solar, and he was the one that was able to pass the legislation. And
what legislation is that?
That all new construction has to have some solar option.
Is this all of California or just this one town?
No, just the, the kickoff was that town out in the desert. And if you look at the laws of physics as it regards power plants, if you push electricity 10 miles, you're going to have some drop off. The copper in the wires slows down the electricity. The wires heat up, and then it becomes harder to push it through there. So you basically have to burn more and more and more electricity, or more and more energy, in order to create the electricity.
Right.
So if you go 50 miles, you're going to lose 50%. You're going to have to dig up twice as many mines full of coal just to be able to power everything. And currently in America, we are burning twice as much as we need to do because of the resistance in the wires. So when you start looking at a city, like Lancaster, sitting out in the desert, they get probably 350 days of sunlight a year. If they produce solar in their own town, it goes 20 feet. It might go 50 feet to get to the appliance, but it doesn't need to go a half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
If they have solar panels on everybody's roof or in every city,
you don't have to convince me, man. Decentralized power, I'm fully in favor of. I'm just not in favor of mandating it on people, forcing them to do something, threatening them if they don't do it.
Well, the next angle of it is that if you look at 1776 logic, the king was sucking all the money to London. There was never any working capital left in the 13 colonies because all the money was being sucked to the king.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at everybody's power bill, every month is being sent to some corporation, and unless you own shares in that corporation, it's a loss to every town in the city or in the county or in the town or the state, or in this case, all of America is being colonized by these power companies.
Are you saying that there's a trade deficit with the power company? Is that what the claim is?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, let's look at this trade deficit concept. Can you tell me, besides the job that you have, with whom you don't have a trade deficit? Because my house has a trade deficit with Walmart, Target, the auto dealer, the grocery store. Like, there's trade deficits going on everywhere, and the money's just flowing out to, these organizations that have incorporated themselves. So corporations, what is different about paying for power to a corporation as opposed to paying for milk, butter, and cheese?
Well, in the case of milk, butter, and cheese, the biggest single answer is that if you were to decentralize milk, butter, and cheese, you could have a dairy down the street. You could have a dairy or a...
I do.
Local money will tend to stay in the county, or in the region, or in the state. But when you get into the deregulation of electricity happened in 1996.
We had a local power plant, and the left, and it was a nuclear power plant. It was called Vermont Yankee, and the lefties protested it to the point that they finally shut it down. And Vermont Yankee basically built the town of Vernon, Vermont. It handed out money to the schools. It supported local charities. It did all kinds of things. But Energy, who bought the Intergy, who bought Vermont Yankee some years ago, basically stopped pumping money into southern Vermont as a result, because their power plant was gone. And I mean, they were gone. And it really sort of wiped out that town.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
destroyed
but
it.
You're not talking about what happened at Vermont Yankee, and that was that they had safety hazards up in there that were so serious, and it was right after 9/11 when their biggest safety problems, and Bush, in order to support the nuclear industry, refused to allow the public to know of the safety hazards. They were punching out nuclear wastes, not only into the rivers and streams, but they were also irradiating everybody around them and not telling the public. It was against the law to tell the public that they were getting poisoned. And so don't tell me that nuclear is some fine idea, and that just because they hand out 0.1% of their profits to the schools or cities, I mean, that's the sickest kind of attitude.
I know about five people that worked at Vermont Yankee, and I can tell you the guy that was in charge of the plant itself said that the newspaper on a regular basis would misreport the tritium numbers. He would literally send information to the newspaper, and the newspaper would misreport those numbers that he sent to them. And he was amazed. Like, he just couldn't believe that over and over again they would lie out their butts about the tritium amount in the water.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So what you're saying is all the things that people think they know about this power plant may not be true?
That's the claim from the guy who is running the plant.
Because why would people who
this is the guy that's sort of like the non-college degree, non-tie wearing guy that was running the plant, essentially the yeoman, of it.
The Homer Simpson of the...
I don't know what Homer... I don't know enough about Homer Simpson to tell you what he did.
He pressed a button.
Yeah, okay.
But he did wear collared shirts.
This guy would do everything from milling parts to, making sure mixtures were correct and stuff like that.
You would think that if there were some kind of danger to this particular installation, that the people who work there wouldn't want to work there, right? Like, the people who know a thing or two about nuclear power, the ones who work at the plant, if they were concerned, would they really be going to work anymore?
I would think that they would be the first ones to be concerned about it. Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, because most of them, their families live right there, within whatever the nuclear fallout radius would be from the plant. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up for our email list there. You want to get the latest on what's happening with Free Talk Live? You'll know about it first if you're on the email list. And you can get signed up via the little sign-up box there. It's toward the kind of the top middle portion of the website at freetalklive.com. So jump on that email list, and you'll receive emails usually about once per week from us. So let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Live Sunday edition here. We go to Patrick in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy holidays.
Hey, Patrick. Aww. Hey, are we actually on the air on WNIS tonight?
Yeah, 790 AM.
Right on.
And WNIS.
Yeah, you sound like you're having a good old time.
Yeah. I always love Free Talk Live.
Right on, man.
I wanted to get some input on the fires on in California. Do you know if they're, you know, got an arsonist in the area or something?
Arsonists. It could happen. I remember there was a story here in New Hampshire. There was a big old fire. And Mark, you're a fireman. We'll get into one of your fireman stories here in a moment. But Patrick, thanks for the question tonight. We definitely appreciate it. In New Hampshire, there was a fireman who had actually started a fire.
This happens on a relatively regular basis. Turns out that people who get into the career of fighting fires like fire,
really?
In some cases, and some of them like it enough that they're willing to commit arson.
Does that make them a psychopath or a sociopath or what? Like, because that's pretty messed up.
An arsonist.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is to that.
Because, I mean, the arsonist may not be doing it to try to hurt someone, right? They may just be doing it because they like fire, like you're saying. They like to look at it, or to play with it, or to put it out, or whatever they're.
You know, I can't remember what the name of the organization is, Ian, but it's like the American League of Psychiatry or something like that. Mm-hmm. They have a specific rule. rule for the people, the psychiatrists that belong to this organization,
yeah,
against diagnosing people with whom they have not personally met. So I would suggest that the people
I'm not a psychiatrist.
Part of that organization would probably recommend that you, a person who is A, not qualified to diagnose somebody, and B, not present, should shut the F up. That's what I'm guessing.
What did you say? What do you think I diagnosed
them with? Ian, the firefighters are definitely sociopathic, not psychopathic.
The janitor is now diagnosing. Please go right
Why
ahead.
Not? He sounds like he knows what he's talking
he
about.
He does, doesn't he?
No, no, in
much
some,
more than you do.
In some cases, it could be if this person is a what professionals would call a pyromaniac.
Right.
But starting fires and observing a huge conflagration or something that every man can appreciate.
Sure. People and, love fire.
Right.
It's
and
fascinating.
Doing,
that's why you stare at the campfire, right?
And setting a fire recklessly, regardless of the danger to others, is sociopathic behavior.
Sociopathic. Okay. Because a psychopath is somebody who has no, like, empathy, correct? Sociopaths also have a tough time with empathy, though, don't they? Like, I guess, I don't know. I'm a little bit fuzzy on the difference between the two. The psychopath is likely to actually physically hurt somebody, perhaps more so than a sociopath.
Sounds right.
Would be.
I don't know.
If you want to clear it up for us, you can do that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's talk to Brandon. He is apparently back on the line, calling from Phoenix. Do we have you this time, Brandon?
Yes, sir. Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the Bitcoin topic. I recently just sold out right now.
Ooh.
Just because of the fact that I feel that it's really unstable. There was that really big spike in the last week where it jumped up to 20 grand. And
not quite.
What that
but
could be is
it almost hit that today. Sorry.
Oh, it hit it again today? Well,
it almost
I
did.
Well, I just personally sold out because what I think could happen, I think it's 50-50. I think it could crash the same amount that it jumped, or it could continue to rise. So I personally just sold out just because I think
it's
really unstable.
Well, when you say it could
right
crash
now,
as much as it jumped, what do you consider it jumping?
Yeah, what's the jump?
It jumped super high, super quickly. And
sure.
I just think that could be hot air right now.
So do you think it's,
I feel
I'm
right
sorry.
Now is really risky to buy in. And
for me,
it could be risky to sell out, too, because he could be missing out on a lot of profit.
I don't disagree with you. I just have questions, okay?
All right.
I bought my first Bitcoin I acquired at 27 cents. I'm trying to determine when you said it spiked quickly. So for me, it spiked quickly over the last year. In September of last year, 2016, it was at about $600, and now I'm looking at it at $18,165. So is your claim that you think that it could drop back down to $600, or you think it'll drop down to $6,000 or $16,000? I'm just trying to, you know, you're saying it'll drop, and I just want to know how much you think it'll drop.
Well, I bought in when it was around 9,000, right?
Okay.
Well, when it was around 13,000, and then it spiked up almost half of its current value.
So it could drop more than $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah,
but
I think it could still go the other way too, and it can still continue to rise.
Just a reminder: it was Bitcoin was at about $10,000. It hit that point only. God, it was only November 28th. November 28th, it hit $10,000, and today it almost hit $20,000. So that's a pretty big spike, right?
So,
Weeks, it definitely is.
There's a couple of different sides to this.
3 weeks.
And I will not go on the record as saying, A, that Bitcoin is not in a bubble, nor will I go on the record as saying that, B, Bitcoin is not an adoption curve. I don't know the answer to that. I wouldn't propose to know.
Nobody knows.
I know the old saying is that when you're getting investment advice from your shoeshine boy, it's time to get out of the market.
Mm.
You're in a bubble. And Bitcoin is totally become ubiquitous. Like people know the word now. They don't know much about it, but they know the word. And does that mean that we're in a bubble? Or does it mean that now Bitcoin, because people know the word dollar too, and that thing has been on a steady decline since 1913.
One thing you could do is if you bought at 9,000 and it's now around 18,000, then you could sell half of what you have and lock in.
Then you're at
your original
net
investment,
zero, right?
And
right.
Then you're at least going to have the amount of Bitcoin as profit.
Right. When I see these stories of people who are mortgaging their houses to get into Bitcoin,
Didn't you do that?
Makes me very frightened. But I mortgaged my house to get more heavily in Bitcoin.
It's a risk.
Right.
It's a big risk.
I had felt this sort of sense of missing. I had taken 1,000 Bitcoins and sold them for $1,000 to show you and my wife that, hey, people, this is real money. Would you stop being so scared? And when Roger Ver wanted to advertise on our show with Bitcoin.
Right.
And I
was like, yeah, I don't know, 10%. Right. I'll take 10%.
Right. 1,000 Bitcoins for $1,000. And I felt like I was missing something because I took my Bitcoins to do that. And then, there was an opportunity to get Bitcoins at $10, a little less than $10 is what they were at. We were going to do our first remote at a Bitcoin business, and I'm like, I'm going to have that guy buy me a bunch of Bitcoin. So I took out – we had a home equity line. I took out $10,000 on that home equity line and bought 1,000 Bitcoin with it, and –
You paid it off.
It was great. Now, I can't say that I have all the Bitcoins that I've ever had, still left over by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, all my cryptocurrency has been given to the Shire Free Church. But, it was a good move at the time, I guess.
Yeah, but I think Johnny Ray's got the best plan here, Brandon, and I'm not an investment expert or anything like that, but it would make sense that if you're spooked, and you just take out the amount that you put in, since you've made more than that, basically, on the increase of the value, you take out the amount you put in, then anything else you sell it for at that point in the future is complete profit for you. So I guess my question is, why sell out completely? Why not hold a piece like Johnny Ray's suggesting?
Well, personally, it's unpredictable right now. And I have my eyes on another cryptocurrency, actually, called Electronium. It's gained a little bit of attention. It's in the development stage right now. I think it's about to be released pretty soon, within the next week. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of attention on it, and there's a lot of predictions also saying that it could be the next Bitcoin. Well,
I've heard of it. I'll tell you that. Not that that means anything, but
yeah. Well, I kind of have my eyes on the Electronium just personally.
So you're talking about staying in crypto. You're talking about you're staying in cryptocurrency. You're not exiting from Bitcoin into U.S. dollars. You're exiting from Bitcoin into another cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of staying Bitcoin,
I think you're better off staying in cryptocurrency.
Unpredictable.
Yeah, well, of course it's unpredictable, but that's also part of the reason why you want to keep holding on to some of it.
Hey, I got to say that right now I feel like Bitcoin is the standard bearer for cryptocurrency, and if Bitcoin takes a hit, takes a hit.
Yep.
That may not be the future, but I think it is the present.
Also, Bitcoin seems to tend to go up more. The others do go up when Bitcoin goes up, but Bitcoin seems to go up more generally than the rest
of them. It seems to seesaw up to me.
All right, Brandon, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck out there. The toll-free number is 855-450 free like freedom, but we never know what's going to happen tomorrow with all this stuff.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.